You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and 103.9 Ely. You can also listen online at kaxc.org. We are authentic local radio in Northern Minnesota.
The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
Live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're the big, big show from your hometown, telling stories, playing music, and having fun in small towns across the great state of Minnesota. We haul old-time radio into the new frontier, all for the listening pleasure of just one person, you. Let's get it started.
Escape from trouble with the people you know. Tune in to the Great Northern Radio Show. Oh, yeah. To the Great Northern Radio Show.
That's Katie Haug on house piano. Good evening. I am your host, Aaron Brown. I won this job as part of a promotional contest sponsored by the Ill-Fitting Shirt Company. Ill-fitting shirts, forcing you to cross your arms in pictures to avoid looking lumpy since 1979. Grand Rapids is where the Mesabi Iron Range meets the Central Lakes, where deep forests open onto the savanna. Indeed, we are broadcasting from the hub of northern Minnesota, the far northern reaches of the Mississippi River. We are so far north.
How far north are we?
Well, I tell you, we are so far north on the Mississippi River that no one has bothered to fabricate a Mark Twain internet quote about this place. We are so far north on the Mississippi River that if you see an Asian carp, chances are it came over the Bering Strait land bridge during the Ice Age. For those scoring at home, that is an invasive species joke and an anthropology joke. Double word score. We are so far north on the Mississippi River that the river's name is actually spelled M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-I. Because the water is very, very cold. Of course, we are in the city that was once the farthest northern stop for the old-time riverboats of the 19th century, the place where a Grand Rapids prevented them from traveling any closer to the headwaters. Here sits a fine modern city, a hometown of Northern Community Radio, parent station of the Great Northern Radio Show. Our show lives on the road, but we're happy to come home to Grand Rapids. Thanks to our hosts here at the newly expanded and remodeled Miles Rife Center for the Performing Arts. The Great Northern Radio Show is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund with support from the Blandin Foundation and the IRRRB. We are joined, as always, by the Great Northern Radio Players. Let's hear from them.
My favorite thing about Grand Rapids is that Judy Garland was born here. She's my favorite.
I'm CJ Anderson, and my favorite thing about Grand Rapids is Split Hand Lake. I'm never sure whether that's a card player term or what happens to a clumsy lumberjack.
My name is Rachel Brand, and my favorite part of Grand Rapids is backwards. It's Steeper Denarg.
My name is Lauren Nickish, and my favorite thing about Grand Rapids is the Blandin Foundation. Because of their educational and leadership opportunities, I'd like to personally thank them for sending me on an educational tour of China in 1987.
Hi, I'm Jason Skorich, and my favorite thing about Grand Rapids is that here, flatulence smells like paper.
And I'm Aaron Brown. My favorite thing about Grand Rapids is that you can blame getting stuck at a railroad crossing for absolutely anything. We have a fantastic show tonight led by a dazzling musical lineup. We've got Grand Rapids' own jazz man extraordinaire Sam Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club featuring Charmin Michelle. We've got Northern Minnesota's king of folk and blues, Charlie Parr. And right now, all the way from Minneapolis, here is Sunny Night and the Lakers. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. You can follow along online and join in the online fun at the hashtag of Great Northern Radio tonight. We are live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Both the city of Grand Rapids and Itasca County turn 125 years old this year. It's their quasquicentennial. That's what I was told. A baby born here in 1891 would, if that baby were here, would have 3 years on the world's longest recorded lifespan. More importantly, that super centenarian baby would now have the best seat at Dottie's Cafe, by far. You'd have to pry that coffee cup from his cold, dead hands. No, really, you should check his pulse. He hasn't moved in a while. Oh, he blinked. He's good. He's all right. But that long human lifespan would have seen waves of change move across this northern landscape. What once was a land populated by elk and white pines taller than radio transmitters became a small modern city and interconnected county. A place that started with rowdy lumber camps has become a haven for the arts, evidenced here in this cathedral of culture at the Rife Center. Many paved roads were still dirt just 40 years ago. Now high-speed internet is being hooked up across the county, even to my house out in the woods of Balsam Township. Itasca County has become my home. I grew up, yes, I'm going to admit it, on the Eastern Iron Range. It's true. Don't do that. Don't. No. But now my wife and I live on old family land in the wilds of the Western Mesabi. One finds many arguments about where the precise border of the Iron Range may be found. Some say it's east of here in Coleraine. Some say west at Cohasset. Others say it's right here in Grand Rapids. I would argue that the line is somewhere out in the parking lot of this building, and all of you can go sort it out later if you feel the need. I've learned a lot since I moved here. For instance, Itasca County was once much bigger. Virtually everything north and west of Duluth was once known as Itasca County, broadly describing the region from which the Mississippi River originated, including Lake Itasca. The name Itasca comes from the two Latin words veritas caput. I'm not very good at Latin, but Itasca in the middle of that means true head of the great river. The Mississippi River has held economic and spiritual significance for the humans of this area since the departure of the glaciers, when the draining of the ancient glacial lakes cut the stream into the land all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. For millennia, the northern Mississippi has sent fresh water south, while the south has sent us mostly a lot of weird invasive species. We have, however, made special arrangements with the South to exchange custody of our elderly residents about once a year. Itasca County is home to more than 1,000 of Minnesota's, quote, 10,000 lakes. It's no wonder the first commercial water skis were developed here in Grand Rapids in a building that still stands out on Highway 169. It all started with the Jetson family. Not those Jetsons. Local Jetsons started the Jet Ski Company, making wooden skis that allowed people to glide along behind ever faster motorboats. Now, many local genealogies date back to a precise moment in the late 1960s when a bikini top was lost to the depths of Lake Pacagama. This area is known for many resorts and summer camps. Young people from all over the country know this place only by its blue water and bright green summer foliage. This land would bring many people here again and again to recreate, to reside, and to retire. We are so glad to bring our show home to you, our friends and neighbors, on this fine summer night. Thank you for listening. Here is Sam Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club featuring Charmin Michelle.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. When there's no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll still my heart. How high the moon. is far away too, till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
Okay, folks, I forgot one piece of local trivia. When it came time to officially organize Itasca County, there was disagreement about which town should be the county seat. At the time, La Prairie was the biggest town and site of most of the river traffic and commerce. La Prairie is just east of Grand Rapids, where the Prairie River flows into the Mississippi River. But business people in Grand Rapids had big ambitions. The two towns were in a hurry to incorporate, thinking that the first to do so would be the favorite to become the county seat. At the time, this area reported to county officials in Aiken, 53 miles to the south. This meant that in the summer of 1890, a madcap race between representatives of the two towns took place to secure that first incorporation. Some say Grand Rapids is the county seat and biggest town today because it won that race.
Sir, I'm here representing La Prairie.
Oh, the small and relatively insignificant town of La Prairie.
Hey!
Well, some would call it a suburb of Grand Rapids.
You son of... Listen, I've been looking over the original charter for Itasca County. By the way, I'm Betsy O'Branigan, president of the La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress.
That's a big title for someone who works for La Prairie.
I also mow the grass. Anyway, the county charter says that after 125 years, the results of the dispute between Grand Rapids and La Prairie would be nullified, and the county would have the right to change its seat.
But why would they do that? Grand Rapids has a froyo place now. Why change?
Because La Prairie was always the best choice. It's closer to the center of the county. It's got better access to two rivers, the Mississippi and the Prairie.
I hear you, Betsy, but you guys lost the race a long time ago. You lost the election after, too. It's over.
The whole thing was rigged. Some of us haven't forgotten the thievery.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Betsy O'Branigan.
Who the heck are you?
I'm Johnny Blandon, executive regional governor for the advancement of the Greater Grand Rapids metropolitan area.
I see. Any relation to the paper mill founder, Charles Blandon?
It's actually Blandon with a Y. I was named for my father, who was a highly respected carnival worker. He met my mom bobbing for apples at the Itasca County Fair, and they went in the tunnel of love, and I came out the other end. But that's not why we're here. The city of Grand Rapids won't take this idle talk from a scrubby little village like La Prairie. Grand Rapids is a thriving, small city at the intersection of Highways 2 and 169.
You know, that's true. Highways are the river of tomorrow.
Well, if you're so sure, Johnny No Name, then you won't mind a little rematch in honor of our shared
Enya?
I believe the word is quasquicentennial.
Yeah.
The 125th birthday of both Grand Rapids and La Prairie. What do you say, Johnny? How about a little race from here to Aiken to settle the old score?
Oh, sure. Grand Rapids has rapid built right into our name. We'll party like it's 1891.
Not this time, Carney.
Well, folks, looks like we've got a race. Stay tuned. Now, welcome to our stage, Dean of the Duluth music scene and one of the best folk acts the North has ever known. Here's Charlie Parr.
Mm-hmm. couldn't save a cent. I gave all of my money to the government, and I don't know quite how I got spent, but the bank's coming for my deed. Man at the mill can't see, let me get my feed for free. Ain't that the way it is? Well, I cut out down a gravel road, and I traded my stock for V8 Ford. My dad's 410-9 on a Ford boat, and the title rolled down to me. That gasoline ain't free, and this clutch is wearing out my knee. And ain't that the way it is? Down in St. Paul, I even met a mother that I met a Paul. But a brother told me, bust my jaw. I talked to his sister again. He told me I wouldn't win. Well, there's blood running out of my chin. Now, ain't that the way it is? And I spent all night on a barroom floor. I woke this morning, my head was sore. My pockets empty, but I want some more. Barman got that car. Tab's worth more by far. I will leave her down at the bar. Say, ain't that the way it is? Me ride on the way back home, and I got a job on a family farm. But times are hard here and I can't roam, and I ain't got nothing more. And I owe the company store. Well, the roads look good for sure, boss. Ain't that the way it is? Well, I worked all summer, couldn't save a cent. I gave all of my money to the government, and I don't know quite how I got spent, but the bank's coming for my deed, and the man at the mill can't see to let me get my feed for free. And ain't that the way it is?
Thank you. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We've been talking about the 125th anniversary of Itasca County and the city of Grand Rapids. It's also the 75th anniversary of the Charles K. Blandon Foundation. The Blandon Foundation is dedicated to strengthening the communities of northern Minnesota, starting with Blandon's hometown of Grand Rapids. You can see evidence of all the foundation's work over 75 years all over the place, including with our show. Joining me now on stage is the CEO of the Blandon Foundation, Kathy Annette.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you.
So, who was Charles Blandon?
Charles Blandon was a man of big dreams. He dreamed and he dreamed big. This was a man who at the age of 14 left home, and it was the Depression era time. And he left home in Wisconsin and headed to make his life journey. And it was an incredible journey that he made. Wow. He was a farmer. He taught, but he got back to newspaper. That was his true love. And then eventually he came to Grand Rapids, and the Blandon paper mill is named after Mr. Blandon, and also, of course, St. Paul Pioneer Press. But when he moved to Grand Rapids, he committed to this community. He believed in his people, he believed in this community, and he showed this by investing 75 years ago in the Blandon Foundation. And oh, after 75 years, I can't help thinking we've had 5,000 grants, 7,000 community leaders, 15,000 scholarships. I think he would be very happy with his legacy.
All right. And yes, thanks. Yeah. One of the things I love about the Charles Blandon story is the way the guy just loved music, and he really invested a lot of his time and money when he was alive and later in the foundation into music and making the community a more vibrant arts community. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, I think it's really fascinating. Mr. Blandon, one of the first things he did in this community is he bought band uniforms. He loved the marching band. I look at pictures of Mr. Blandon, and it's pretty incredible because most of the time he looks kind of stern and solemn. He was a businessman, but when he's surrounded by his marching band and they took pictures of his band uniforms that he helped, Wow, he's got this big smile. Every picture I've seen, it looked like he was really enjoying himself. And true joy. And look at this. This man loved music. If he could see this today, I think that he would be smiling.
Yeah, you really notice it throughout Grand Rapids, the way the music has played a part in this community. You know, the Blandon Foundation's involved in a lot of projects. You were talking about some of that. But I'd like to talk about the way the foundation is involved in something that's close to our heart with our radio show, building and supporting small towns and rural places. What needs to happen to keep these places vibrant?
Well, you know, we've been in this business now for 75 years. And what we've noticed is vibrant communities, there's two things. One, there's hopes and dreams on one hand, when communities come up with that. And on the other hand, it's hard work. The hard work of leadership, of including your community. And sprinkled in all of this is joy and humor. And we see all of that here tonight.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Kathy, for joining
us.
That's Kathy Annette with the Blandon Foundation. Say hello to Katie Howe.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, guess you better slow your Mustang down. You've been running all over town. Mustang Sally, all you wanna do is ride around, Sally, ride, Sally, ride. All you wanna do is ride around, Sally, ride. All you wanna do is ride around, Sally, ride, Sally, ride. All you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. We are getting ready for the big race between Grand Rapids and La Prairie, a rematch of the race these two towns had 125 years ago to become the Itasca County seat. We've got Johnny Blandon here. He's the executive for the advancement of the greater Grand Rapids metropolitan area.
Executive regional governor. Here's my card.
Ooh, kind of heavy for a card.
I overcompensate.
We've also got Betsy O'Brannigan, president of the La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress.
We've got a liquor store and a roller rink. What do you have?
Now, we were talking during Katie's song, and we seem to agree that you two would not be doing the actual racing.
No, bad back.
And I get migraines when I run, so head.
Shoulders.
Knees.
Toes.
Knees and toes.
Right, right. So we've selected people to run the race for you. Representing Grand Rapids, we've got Emily Yoga Pansela.
Excuse me. That's Yaga Pansela. You need a runner? I'm your gal. I'm just coming off a juice cleanse. I've been tapering the last 4 days. Ooh, yeah.
Whoa. You scared me there.
Just letting out the weakness, breathing in the power. Ooh, yeah.
Emily, what makes you want to race for Grand Rapids?
I grew up here. Anyone who tries to cross Pakegama Avenue has to get fast or get removed from the grill of a Mack truck by the jaws of life. Now, Grand Rapids has a fancy YMCA, karate, and a yoga studio. Hoo-yah! Namaste.
Well, I will say, you seem to be in pretty good shape.
That's because I did a Got Fit Itasca. When I flex my arms, my shirt lifts up over my belly button. I crack walnuts with my thighs, and I got a butt that just won't quit, mostly on account of my high fiber intake. Ooh, y'all.
Well, I tell you, that sounds like it could be a problem on a distance run.
Don't worry about me, lumpy space princess. I'm wearing astronaut undies.
Well, okay, so we had to look pretty hard for a racer in La Prairie since it's become such a small, overlooked town since they lost the first race 125 years ago.
Hey!
But we did find someone special. He's the great-grandson of the man who ran the race for La Prairie back in the summer of 1890. It's Charles Everton.
Hello.
Mr. Everton, how are you?
Mr. Everton was my father. Call me sir.
I see. Well, sir, I have to say, you don't look like a typical distance runner.
Runner? Goodness, no. I haven't run in 35 years. There's only two reasons to run in this world: fleeing a bear or leaving a bar when your wife and girlfriend show up at the same time.
So those things happen to you?
Unfortunately, yes. In one case, I narrowly escaped with my life, my back forever scarred with terrible claw marks and the musky smell of a deranged beast still etched in my nostrils. In the other instance, I managed to avoid a bear.
Well, the great race between Grand Rapids and La Prairie must be quite a family story for you.
Grandfather always regretted losing. He was racked with shame. Pops, too. He wouldn't even go to Grand Rapids until the Dairy Queen opened. Ice cream addiction is no laughing matter. I will succeed where my family has failed.
Okay, well, how do you plan to win this race for La Prairie?
I'll drive. Highway 169 is a straight shot. Boom, done.
Well, that hardly seems fair.
Oh, let Grandpa drive. I don't care. Aiken's, what, 52 miles? Easy like Sunday morning. Double marathon. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
so, Emily, how fast is your mile?
50 seconds.
Now, that's not physically possible.
That's what people say when they don't want to make lifestyle changes, Tubbs. Look at my calves. They're as big as actual calves. You want some veal? Well, you can't have any. Veal is for winners.
Well, we've got quite a matchup here, folks. Will La Prairie win the race for county seat, or will Grand Rapids keep its title? Stay tuned. Here they are again, Sunny Night and the Lakers.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where we are about to witness a race between representatives of Grand Rapids and La Prairie, two towns that raced to become the Itasca County seat 125 years ago. In lane one, we have Charles Everton, great-grandson of the original La Prairie man who lost the race all those years ago. He's driving what appears to be a 1983 Chrysler Cordoba, outfitted with a CB radio and Navajo seat covers.
I'm going to Aiken, and I won't stop unless I have to pee. I'll probably make one stop.
In lane two, we have Emily Yagapansala, the distance runner who calls Grand Rapids home. Emily, are you pumped?
Hoo-yah! But wait a minute. I have to say something.
What's that?
I know this is a race, and that I can come across as real competitive. Sometimes I don't think about other people's feelings, but I'm not just running to keep the county seat in Grand Rapids. I'm also running for charity.
Oh, that's nice. So, what charity?
I'm running for a special 501c3 nonprofit in our community that provides needed medical care for disadvantaged people whose skin is burned off when I pass them. Hoo-yah!
Well, it's almost time to begin the race. Racers, to your marks. This is going to be the race of a lifetime.
Hoo-yah!
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
And they're off! Grand Rapids' own Emily Yagapansala is off to a fast start. I've never seen a woman run that fast before.
Not even after one saw you without a shirt?
No! And now we see Charles, the old guy from La Prairie, driving his 83 Chrysler Cordoba. Yeah, he's driving at a very safe speed, landing him in second place. I suppose he is the one with the car, no reason to get bad mileage. Now this race is really heating up. The La Prairie Roadster is catching up to the Grand Rapids runner.
Honk, honk, meep, meep.
Honk at me, old man, and I'll eat your tires.
Ooh, the weather is not cooperating.
My wicking layers are ineffectual in the rain. Off with them.
Wow, she's sacrificing a lot of spandex for the cause. Meanwhile, Charles in the antique La Prairie luxury sedan has engaged his left blinker. Now his right blinker. Now he's got his bright... Wait, it's the windshield wiper. That's what he was going for. As we look up the road, we see a serene white-tailed deer entering the roadway. Go ahead and cross, little deer. You have plenty of time. No, seriously, you're gonna wanna cross the road right now. I don't like the look of this. Hurry up!
Oh, man. That deer schmucked my car. I'm out.
The deer, it's getting up. I can't believe it. Oh. But wait, here comes Emily on foot. She's going pretty fast. Okay, now Emily, look out.
The old man, he stopped on the side of the road. I'm back in first. Wait, what's that up ahead? Is that a mailbox?
No, definitely not a mailbox.
Oh, it looks like some hay that blew off a truck.
Not hay. Slow down, Emily.
Oh, maybe. Oh, look, it's a deer. I'm sure it'll move.
Oh no. The Grand Rapids runner, Emily Yagapansala, is down. I have never seen a person take out a deer like that. Can we see the replay? Can we see that replay?
Oh, look, it's a deer. I bet it'll move.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, can we get... I think we got it, but can we get it in super slow motion now? Super slow motion.
It's a deer. I bet.
had it all.
Oh, you can really see her knees buckle. She's down. Yep, she's down. Yep.
I yanked my quads. I pulled my pecs. I cracked my ribs. I'm seeing stars and it's daytime. I'm out.
It would appear that both of our racers are laid up.
How far did we get?
Well, about 3 miles, almost to the Pekegama Causeway. Not so bad, you know, with the deer and all, I guess.
You know what? Let's just leave the county seat in Grand Rapids. I mean, they have Froyo.
I could go for Froyo.
Works for me. I'll buy. The La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress gave me $20 for gas that I won't be needing.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, there you have it. After 125 years, Grand Rapids remains the seat of Itasca County. Here's Charlie Parr.
Time riding on the thorns and walking most away. Stan, he used to have trains, Megs are free. Now they get their travel another way. They just want to make it down south where it's warm. True friends are hard to find. True friends are hard to find. Well, to get one, you got to be one. I'll always be around. Say, here come a guy in a beat of old 40. Asked my father, did he want to go? And Stan said, we're going all the way to the end. Now, this old guy, he lost his wife and he lost his grip on the rest of his life. He just drives around now, listen to the radio. Talk about true friends. True friends are hard to find. True friends are hard to find. Well, to get one, you got to be one. I'll always be around. Four days on the road, now rusty old ride. 3 nights sleeping out on the side, eating roast ham, fruit, and coffee. Refried beans. Well, when they get to the Gulf, they lay on the beach in the soak with the sun, getting used to the heat, and talk about how cold it is up in I Falls. They talk about true friends. True friends are hard to find. True friends are hard to find. Well, get one, you got to be one. I'll be around. Just one big happy family. That web covers the whole country. And maybe it ain't true that you have to be alone. Maybe they just drive around picking folks up and being your friend when you're down here looking. Maybe there's a car out there big enough for us all. And our true friends are hard to find. True friends are hard to find. Get one, got to be one, Lord, I'll always be around, yes, it will.
Charlie Parr. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show, live from Grand Rapids on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting here at the Rife Center. Many in Grand Rapids know our next guest. After an accident left her disabled years ago, she has taken up the mission of making her community more accessible to people of all abilities. In 2015, she and others led an effort to break the world record for the largest number of wheelchairs rolling at the same time. Welcome, Myrna Peterson. Myrna, what was the thing that inspired you to do something about the accessibility of your town?
Well, last May, we were attempting to break the Guinness World Record. And what we found was an overwhelming response. We brought 100 manual wheelchairs to the event to have able-bodied people ride to help us break the record, which was according to the rules. To our amazement, we had 251 people bring their own wheelchairs to help us break that record. To me, that was astounding because we don't see those many people out in our streets. So we set out to find out what are the barriers that are keeping these people in the nursing homes, in their own homes, in assisted living, and not out in the public so that we can see them. So a bunch of us decided to form a steering group called Mobility Mania, Accessibility for All, just to go out and do some forums to find out what are the issues that are keeping people immobile.
And I think for a lot of us, we see the handicapped parking spots and the ramps and some of the signs, but and think that maybe covers everything. But what's the most difficult thing that you found to get around in a wheelchair in this town?
Well, actually, our public forums came up with a list of four obstacles that were prevalent and making that immobile for most people to get around. Number one was our lack of public transportation, affordable in the evening hours and on weekends. We don't even have an accessible taxi for social kind of events available. Number two would be our inability to get into buildings because of steps, thresholds, or inappropriate rampings, or things like that that allow us not to get in, and then trouble within some buildings with aisles too close together. Number three had to do with sidewalks, cutaways, and curbs, and difficulties there. And number four was just the general awareness of what it's like to be differently abled and to get the public awareness to needs that are important for us.
And I know you've worked really hard to make everyone aware of this and really have done a lot for this community. Yeah, absolutely. I know you've given a lot of time to the community. What do you love about Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids is full of the most diverse group of people with something to do for everyone. My chair will go 15 miles on one charge. And often on a nice day, you'll see me from one end of town to the other from morning to night. There's all kinds of activities, athletics for fitness and competition for all ages and abilities. We have wonderful mental and physical facilities with great programs, great security from law enforcement to other emergencies, and a spiritual component here in this community that reminds me that a stranger is just someone I haven't met yet.
Well, thank you. Myrna Peterson, thanks for everything, Myrna. Well, welcome back. Sam Miltich, Charmin Michelle, and the Clearwater Hot Club.
Me.
moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear. Living on love and pale moonlight. Just you and I. Forever and a day. Love will not die. We'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die. We'll keep it that way. Up among the stars,
I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio. Hey, Heidi.
It's time for a mandatory public service announcement.
Northern Minnesota, the Iron Range. It's a place of small towns, tight-knit communities, clear lakes, and pristine rivers. It's also a place where Mother Nature and heavy industry have come together to create a rustic beauty that is uniquely our own. It's a dirt bike and ATV paradise. But it's a beauty that needs protection. It needs stewards to ensure that future generations will enjoy the pure red dust that too many of us take for granted. Our beautiful man-made mountains face a threat: littering. Our trails are tainted and tarnished by bottles, cans, plastic bags, and cigarette butts. We can do better. And that is why the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, in collaboration with the Western Mesabi Mine Planning Board, have crafted a new program to combat the accumulation of waste on our unique outdoor landscape. In the same spirit, that brought about the successful Adopt a Highway program, we ask you, the people of northern Minnesota, to take a dump. A simple phone call, a brief email, will let us know that you, like many other concerned citizens throughout the Taconite relief area, understand the importance of our industrial back roads and that you are committed to their preservation. If you join us in this exciting new movement, a sign proudly bearing your name will be placed atop a local summit, letting everyone know that you are responsible for this dump and that you intend to keep it looking as fresh and as picturesque as when it was created. If we don't protect them, who will? So the next time you're wondering what you can do to keep this Northland looking beautiful, don't just sit there. Take a dump. You'll be glad you did.
Information, go to takeadump.org. Here's Sunny Night and the Lakers.
It's hard to know when to hold someone back and when. If I hadn't known you were leaving, I would have changed, but maybe that was wrong. Tell me why.
Let's live.